roads weren't good roads like ours. They were just muddy tracks, or just no roads at all. And there was lots of animals around. So you can imagine what sometimes people had to put their feet in. And people go for walks and they get their feet very, very dirty. And if you'd been on a journey, on a walk, the first thing you'd do at the end of the walk, when you'd arrived at the place where you're going, would be to wash your feet. And if the house where you were going, if the people who had the house had a slave, the slave would wash your feet. And that's not a very nice job, is it? Would you like to wash your brother's feet? No. And one day Jesus and his disciples had been for a walk, and they were having a meal together at this big house, in this room in this big house. And when they got to the room, their feet were really dirty, but there was no slave to wash anybody's feet. So all the disciples knew that one of them should offer to wash everybody's feet. But you know, the Bible says they'd actually been quarrelling about who was the most important. So if you think you're the most important, you're not going to bow down and wash somebody's feet, are you? And that nobody would wash anybody's feet. So they all sat down to the meal with dirty feet. And you know what happened? Jesus got up and he took a towel and he poured some water from a jug into a basin and he began to wash the disciples' feet. Jesus did. Even though he was the most important, he began to wash the disciples' feet. Isn't that marvellous of Jesus? And everybody was very embarrassed because they knew they should have washed everybody's feet. And Peter was especially embarrassed because he was the leader and he was supposed to set an example. And Jesus came to Peter's feet and Peter said, "You are never going to wash my feet." And you know what Jesus said? He said, "Unless you let me wash your feet, we can't be friends. You can't be my disciple. Unless you let me wash your feet." And what did Jesus mean by that? Well, he was saying that washing the disciples' feet was a picture of him washing the disciples from their sins. And if Peter wasn't willing to have his feet washed, he wouldn't be willing to let Jesus wash him from his sins, would he? When Jesus died on the cross, he died on the cross to wash us from our sins. And that's why Jesus said to Peter, unless I wash you, we can't be friends. Jesus came into this world to die on the cross to wash us from our sin. Now, do you know what sin is? Sin is when we say no to God, and when we say no to God's ways, and when we do what we want to do instead of what God wants us to do, and we say, "I'm not bothered about you, God. It's me I'm bothered about. Not bothered about you." That's what sin is. And because of sin, we do all kinds of horrible things. And sin is like dirt. And you know what your mum thinks about dirt, Reuben, don't you? She doesn't like it in the house, does she? God won't have sin in his kingdom. And so before we can enter God's kingdom, we've got to be washed from our sins. And that's why Jesus had to die on the cross. When he died on the cross, he was taking the punishment for all the wrong things we've done. All the wrong things we've done. Jesus was taking the punishment for us. And because Jesus died on the cross and rose again, our sins can be forgiven. It can be just as if we've never ever sinned in our lives. And we can start a new life with God. Isn't that great news? Fantastic news, isn't it? So when somebody's baptized, they're saying, "I'm a sinner and I want to be washed from my sins." It's not baptism that washes people from their sins. It's Jesus' death on the cross that washes people from their sins. But when somebody's baptized, God says to them, by giving them this water, he says to them, "I am willing to wash you from your sins if you believe in the Lord Jesus, in my Son. I will wash you from my sins, and there's some water to prove it." And so when a person goes into the water to get baptized, she is saying to God, "I want to be washed from my sins through Jesus' death." And when they go down under the water, it's almost like dying. Just almost like dying. And when they come up out of the water, it's like a new life. So they're saying, "My old life's finished. My old life's dead. and I'm starting a new life with Jesus. A forgiven life. A new life that's going to go all the way to God's kingdom. Because Jesus died for me. Okay? So that's what baptism is all about. Do you understand that now? Okay. I've got another talk for you later. Okay? Bye.